Service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last full day of spring, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature today, 90 to 92. A little bit more humidity. Any showers or thunderstorms that pop up will be very isolated in nature, widely scattered. Tonight's low down to about 69. Tomorrow, on the first day of summer, how about a high of 94? Maybe even hotter on Father's Day, 96. And the rain chances over the weekend, not zero, but 20% or less. And rain chances getting a lot better next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's face mask ordinance goes into effect today at 5 p.m. Groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing will be required to wear face masks in public. This order comes after the city council failed to pass a face mask ordinance at Tuesday night's council meeting. Montgomery City leaders are cracking down on businesses not following COVID-19 orders. Councilman Aronde Mitchell says several gas stations and clubs have been cited for not following the city's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and for holding large gatherings. And across the state, there have been more than 8,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 28,000 people in Alabama have tested positive. State health officials say at least 800 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk?
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from Steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Ever wonder what a blizzard treat on the new DQ Summer Blizzard menu sounds like? New Oreo Cheesecake is Dad's DIY slip and slide. S'mores is a backyard campfire under the stars. And new Frosted Animal Cookie is a family band jam. Sounds like summer to me. The new DQ Summer Blizzard menu with more new flavors than ever. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Janet's doing it. So is Fred. Bonnie's all over it. Same with Omar. Tim's been at it since February of last year. Corey started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Well, the doing part? Why, they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. And they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? You ready to get at it and save? Contact a State Farm agent about our surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary. Not available in California, Massachusetts, New York, or Rhode Island.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, We unleash the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on Earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
88 degrees outside. Stock market is down 100 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, what a day. Hit the wrong button. I'm doing well. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing good, doing good, doing good. I'm going to give you some sad news.
Oh, no.
Amy Klobuchar has dropped her name out for vice president.
Oh, no.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, no.
And here's the story behind the story. You know, the police officer that had his knee on George Floyd's neck?
Mm-hmm.
He had had a previous case. And guess who the prosecutor was in the case?
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah! Ding, ding, ding!
Oh, no.
It didn't end the way it should have.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were doing some deep diving into her. But, you know, I told when I found out actually about it last night. I didn't see it publicized until today, but that would have been the most boring ticket
for
mankind.
There's this fascinating thing that's happened, especially with black politicians who've made on the national stage. Think about Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. They were essentially moderate, tough on crime, you know, prosecutors, mayors, these sorts of folks. And now, as they get into the national spotlight, the party has shifted way left. And they're kind of caught. They're trying to go along with that shift, but they're caught flat-footed because people could look at, say, Klobuchar's past or Kamala Harris's past, Booker's past, with, like, school choice. It's interesting how this works out.
Really is. We're going to be doing the drawing. Or the drawing's going to be done about 2 o'clock for the CTE Outdoor Power giveaway of the steel blower. It's a great value. It's over $100. I think it's $129 value. But I'm telling you that so you'll head down to CTE Outdoor Power and sign up like right now. And we're going to be doing other drawings in the future, but you're going to have to re-register. Those drawings are going to be different than this drawing, because we're going to be doing a cumulative effect next week. But go by and see them at CTE Outdoor Power. Sign up. The boxes own the desk. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Also, another reminder, $25 Boston butt. $25 for two. Count them, two slabs of ribs, which are normally $18 each.
And a little reminder about Sweet Creek as well. I believe Andy Tipton of Wagyu of Alabama is selling some of his wares there.
He is.
And my roommate, Jonathan, I gave him a gift card.
Yeah.
And I said, go find something for me. And initially, we thinking we're going to get a butt or some ribs already cooked. But he called an audible on the spot. He made a brilliant choice. He got Wagyu Korean-style short ribs that we will be cooking all day Saturday, low and slow.
So what time am I heading over?
What? I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Sunday, Dan.
Since I forgot you checked, the heck with you, Dan.
But the marbling on these ribs, that Wagyu marbling, is remarkable.
Wagyu is absolutely amazing. Amazing.
All at Sweet Creek.
Andy's a great guy, by the way. He has a wonderful product. Went to Vintage Year last night. And really was good. Took a friend there, then trying to help out with a new job and some new kind of figuring out life type thing. But it was absolutely great. Had the snapper, split it. And, you know, when you're doing the hamburger, you don't get the feel for the vegetables as much as you do when you're doing something that actually has the sides of vegetables on there. Those vegetables that grow in the hydroponic garden are just spectacular. It's got this amazing taste to it.
Right.
And the greens and the peas and the beans with it. I've never had snapper and beans, but I did last night. And it was awesome. So did that and got big plans for this weekend. Sweet Creek Farm Market is definitely in on the mix. So don't forget Father's Day. You want to make him really, 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 really happy? Give him a Boston butt. You want to really make him happy? Go and get something at CTE Outdoor Power for him. We had one listener went in, got the Hustler Zero Turn that was on sale, $500 off. She bought it, but she's going to give the payment book to her husband. So I'm not a fool. Got low payments for him. So he's going to just have to pay $50 a month, and he's going to drive around in his Hustler. And he got a bow on it and everything. Bruce did it upright. They had to go hide it. But he did it upright for him. Bruce takes really good care of you, of other folks. But you also have watermelons. You have corn, which I highly recommend at Sweet Creek Farm Market. You've got all sorts of vegetables. It's your seven-day-a-week farmer's market, by the way, and you will love it at Sweet Creek Farm Market. So you gave him a gift card to Sweet Creek?
I did.
Oh, that's what you had. Our guy.
Yeah, Gary G., thank you for that. And he gifted that to me, and because I'm always busy, it was my roommate's day off on Tuesday.
So but you have here. A Sherpa for you there. Yeah. I like that.
I'm like, well, it's in it, you know, some food in it for you, too. Go get it for me. So
you demanding guy.
Yeah,
Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi. And the statues. Where did they go? Did I not send that to you?
I know of what you speak. The portraits and the statues. I got three emails, and I believe I have them all. Yes. So I am not seeing it.
Man, boo boo on Dan's part here. Boo boo on Dan. Wow. How about this one? We'll go this way.
Okay.
While I look this up. Rick Grinnell last night was awesome on the Bolton Book. The little arm that you see laying on the side of the on the floor, that's John Bolton's arm. Listen to Rick Grinnell. Very interesting what he says here.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been hawking his upcoming book to the anti-Trump propagandists in the media. And, of course, he's portraying himself as the noble public servant who's just doing his duty and exposing a man he says is unfit for the presidency. But my next guest says Bolton's true motivations have nothing to do with any of that. Joining me now is Rick Grinnell, former acting director of National Intelligence. Rick, what was Bolton's reputation while in office, and what does it tell us now about his motivations having written this book?
Well, first of all, let's talk about his reputation at the NSC. He ran an NSC that leaked like crazy. Everything that happened leaked out of the NSC. Is it no surprise that somehow all of these stories didn't leak when everything else was leaking? I have to say that everyone should be troubled by someone who is unwilling to testify under oath, but then is willing to speak under a book deal. And to me, this is exactly what's happening. They saved salacious stories in order to sell books. There's no other explanation for this, because clearly this is not the President Trump that we know. And we had all sorts of signs that John Bolton was going to go his own way anyway.
Okay, so Grinnell was pretty firm. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. He's going to come back, and he kind of slips on something here, on something that he's working on. So we didn't know what he's been doing, but now we have a better idea. He's going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The other day, I was at one of the local big box stores, and I saw a gentleman purchasing a Craftsman lawn tractor for $19.99. And I asked him, wouldn't you rather have a Hustler Zero Turn? And he said, well, sure, but I can't buy one for that price. And you know what? He's right. Until now. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and for a limited time, while supplies last, I'm discounting up to $450 off MSRP the 34 and 42-inch dash models of Hustler zero-turn riding mowers. That means you can now buy a Hustler ZTR for only $19.99. So if you've ever wanted a ZTR but thought your yard was too small or the price was too big, the Hustler Dash for only $19.99 is the perfect solution. And with 0% interest financing or payments as low as $50 a month, now is the perfect time. Hustler and CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road or CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace, or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Reminder, Blake Percival, great guy. Holding on to integrity and paying the price. Going to be doing book signing at Alcazar Shrine Temple on Eastern Bypass. Just drive up the hill. It's the gun show. So go on in, find him, tell me you're a Dan Morris show listener. And hopefully you heard his interview. It really was
really
good.
Really?
Really good. He's got a very compelling book. He is a true whistleblower. He's going to be there Saturday and Sunday. Doors open at 9 tomorrow. So go by. He's going to be a tired little puppy tomorrow. Okay, so Rigger now, former D&I director, and we weren't quite sure where he had landed. And was he just freelancing? What's he kind of doing type of thing? But listen to, he says something in this piece that lets me know he's a cog within the administration. But he's going to be talking about swamp versus change. But listen to what he's doing.
Well, it was a disastrous pick. I mean, Bolton didn't agree with any of Trump's views about drawing down forces. And in one part of the book, he's just enraged that Trump didn't want to, you know, bomb the, you know, heck out of Syria, you know, after they shot down our unmanned drone. The president decided, after looking at the projections for collateral damage and deaths, he said too many body bags. To me, that's a president who's in control of the data, knows it, and says, you know, I want to hold off. That's prudence.
Yeah, now look, you know, I think that story was actually about Iran, if I remember correctly.
Iran, excuse me, Iran, not Syria.
Yeah.
That was after the unmanned drone. I stand corrected. Thank you.
And to want to start a war with Iran when you're the national security advisor for the president who ran on bringing our troops home, who ran on trying to stop endless wars, and to talk to the North Koreans instead of picking fights, this is yet another contradiction for Bolton. He didn't want to talk to the North Koreans. He is somebody who would rather pick the fights and push the policy in a very direct way. Now, that wasn't President Trump. He wanted to make sure that we weren't going to go into wars. Look, I've got my own situation going on because of John Bolton being different than what the president was. When it comes to Kosovo and Serbia, we're having both of those two together at the White House next Saturday to talk about a historic movement and agreement. And yet, I'm fighting constantly about this rumor about land swaps between the two, and that's not Trump's policy, but when you dig deep, both sides say, well, that's what John Bolton said. And so I'm fighting all of the rumors that that persisted because Bolton was pursuing his own policy rather than President Trump's policy. So I think what you have to do is when you sign up to work for a president like President Trump, who's a disruptor, who's from the outside, who wants to change Washington, you can't be somebody like John Bolton who lives in Washington, D.C., whose career is Washington, D.C., who wants to go back to Washington, D.C., and make all of his money in Washington, D.C. when he's done. This is no
big
longer
money.
A fight about Republicans versus Democrats. This is a fight of Washington, D.C. versus the rest of America.
Smack! That was perfect. But did you notice that? So he's doing some kind of negotiation, and things that John Bolton has said or is saying is kind of messing that up, which means to me that he's still a cog for the administration trying to put together things. And there's this meeting that's going to be going on at the White House that he referred to that he's helping to put together.
That's awesome.
I thought that was super interesting.
This guy's a rock star.
He really is. And I'll tell you, I think what he's doing is they've got him assigned in the NSA. And he's over in NSA, but instead of being over in OEOB or in new EOB, he's over actually in the White House.
It's kind of like in football. You'd have a strong safety who was a rover. He wouldn't always be in the top position.
Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Man, it's starting to feel like summer. Tomorrow don't feel like summer. Father's Day show don't feel like summer.
Yep.
And I have been downtown, and I made my live report earlier with Joey and Jack, but now I see what's going on. They want to play Wheel of Fortune downtown because that's what it's going to look like. Colors spinning around. Did you go down there and look at it, Dan?
I have not.
It's no great work of art. If they say those are artists coming down there, I'm insulted.
You being one, right?
Yeah. This ain't artwork, guys. Please.
Why don't you go do a MAGA?
You know what? These people got a permit, by the way. I told everybody that earlier because I asked. There were at least two national TV cameras down there, one interviewing a lady at Rosa Parks statue. This was about 10:45 this morning.
Was Stephen Reed down there getting interviewed?
I did not see him. Everybody down there had black T-shirts, black shorts, black socks, black shoes. These people were pros. These weren't random people. These are chosen people for these particular functions, obviously.
Chosen people, I like that. So they were Jewish.
Well, that would make them Hebrews.
Oh, boom, boom.
Yeah. And so it's all for show and Stephen Reed, glory and grandeur. And John Bolton, I got a great phrase to describe him. Bolton's babbling buffoonery, because he is a damn buffoon and he babbles. And he's been that way since the Iraq War. He was just an imbecile.
Well, and let me tell you, I don't know a person who wants to go to war faster than John Bolton.
Yep.
And Trump basically was holding him back, and John Bolton thought, I'm going to use my influence and lack of charm to get done what I want to get done. I'm really the president. Donald Trump's just a figurehead.
This is true, and, you know, he's even more of a hawk than Lindsey Graham. I think Lindsey Graham has finally calmed down now that John McCain is gone.
I think he has.
And so, it is what it is, and really the national media is not treating Bolton good, and he was in charge of moving the task force, the pandemic task force, to the from the National Security Council to the Heart Department of Health and Human Services. I don't know if you realize that.
I did not know that.
Yes, that was one of his jobs at the National Security Council, because Donald Trump didn't see why he had a medical task force in the National Security Council, and I agree with him. It should have gone to HHS. And Bolton needs to keep in his mind what his job description was, National Security Advisor.
Yeah, advice, not director, not the guy who makes all the NSA decisions. Advisor.
No doubt. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will speak next week. I'm sure we got more buffoonery going on between now and then. So, Roll Tide, go Trump. Trump's going to have a hell of a rally. Oh, they don't like it.
So, you have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Year to year, month to
month to month, year to year. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's finally here. Saturday, June 20th, from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., it's the first ever Crave Cafe Car Show. Bring your hot rod, your motorcycle, your tricked-out covered wagon if you've got one. Everyone's welcome. We'll have prizes for the best cars, trophies, and the winners will be picked by the spectators. That's right. Even if you don't have a car at the show, you can come on out and take part in the fun. Young Elvis will be there, old Elvis, and maybe in between Elvis.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
We want you to be there, too. Saturday, June 20th, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Crave Cafe, 8125 Decker Lane. For more information, call 279-7431. And did I mention, it's all absolutely free. It's the first ever Crave Cafe Car Show, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC. Don't you dare miss it.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish. The choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals, because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angels Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last full day of spring, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature today, 90 to 92, a little bit more humidity. Any showers or thunderstorms that pop up will be very isolated in nature, widely scattered. Tonight's low down to about 69. Tomorrow, on the first day of summer, how about a high of 94? Maybe even hotter on Father's Day, 96. And the rain chances over the weekend, not zero, but 20% or less. And rain chances getting a lot better next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. go to a clip here that we had for yesterday but didn't get to it. Trey Gowdy is going to be talking about the John Bolton book. He does a good job with this.
So obviously, you know, this process has been, I'm sure, pretty good for book sales. But how damning are the quotes in this book that you've seen so far?
I don't think they're damning, Martha, for this reason. I mean, John Bolton's argument now is that Trump is unfit for office and should be removed, that he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, he had a chance to go before the House. He didn't do it. He had a chance to go before the Senate. He didn't do it. He had a chance to come on your show or some other host show and answer tough questions. But no, for $29.95, he's going to save you from this existential threat to our republic. I think people are smart enough to know, Bolton, if you really think he's unfit to be the leader of the free world, why didn't you say anything? Why do I have to buy your book to get that? Keep one other thing in mind, Martha. He ain't being cross-examined. I mean, he's sitting in his pajamas pecking away on his iPad. The power of cross-examination is you actually have to withstand the cauldron. I mean, withstand the heat of being questioned on it. I mean, anybody can write a book and make assertions. Can you answer questions under cross-examination from the House or the Senate? And apparently he couldn't because he didn't.
Great point. Great point. And Pompeo ripped him a new one.
I saw that.
Just basically called him out and said, I was there and what he said didn't happen. And that's really along the Bolton line, is Bolton will kind of create this mythical thing that's out there, such as Iran, so he can kind of get what he wants to have happen.
Yes.
And I think in this particular case, it's money. It's and it will be interesting to see when we get into that part of it in just a second. But Trey Gowdy stays owned this thing on the Bolton book and classified information. Listen to this.
So here's what Adam Schiff had to say about that, because appears that John Bolton has ticked off people on both sides of the aisle in this effort. Adam Schiff says Bolton's staff were asked to testify before the House to Trump's abuses, and they did. They had a lot to lose, and they showed real courage. When Bolton was asked, he refused and said he'd sue if subpoenaed. Instead, he saved it for a book. Bolton may be an author, but he's no patriot, he says. And then, this is from the Attorney General, Bill Barr, to reporters the other day when asked about whether or not this was a violation. This was at the Monday roundtable with the president. Watch this.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement. They have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
So he says he hasn't completed the process. Bolton's team says that they did, that they put it through the National Security Council. In terms of classified information, the president said the other day that any conversation that he has is classified. Is that true?
I don't think any conversation between the president, but if the allegation is that Bolton is disseminating classified information, remember, Martha, for 6 months we heard this mantra, no one is above the law, no one is above the law. I assume no one includes the former national security advisor. So if he is disseminating classified information, which is a 10-year felony, then he should be prosecuted because you and I should be prosecuted. Barr, I think, is talking about a non-disclosure agreement. There would be a civil remedy. You also have to go to court. But that's about money and keeping Bolton from getting money. Mm-hmm. Disseminating classified information is a crime. And if no one is above the law, I assume that includes him.
And finding a little more out about that is that what will happen is all the proceeds from the book would then go to the government for him breaking this. And then you get into a kind of a problem of what happens to Simon and Schuster and the upfront money that they gave to Bolton. So if Bolton did not do it correctly and they lose the money, then he's kind of going to have to pay it back. That would hit him where it hurts.
It's always odd looking back why Trump picked Bolton. And maybe the idea is a team of rivals. He's a bulldog right there in front. But it seems like, you know, you mentioned Iran. Bolton did the same thing with Venezuela. You could tell.
Oh, yeah, when he did the troops thing on the pad. Because you know he did that intentionally.
Oh, and I think he was trying to box the president in.
Yeah.
act and go do some sort of invasion.
Well, and he's the one that said, this guy's going to fold, this guy's going to fold, this guy's going to fold. And Trump did that, and then it didn't happen.
Right.
And I think that was the kind of the beginning of the end, is that he was wrong and he made the president look bad. Now, Paul Reed, when we're going to do cut number two, we're going to kind of do some of these backwards here and come back and pick up the first part of it. But Paul Reed's going to be talking about the book and the vetting process for staff for Trump. Listen to this.
The White House is also contending with risks posed by an explosive new memoir by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. On Thursday, President Trump tweeted, attacking Bolton as a wacko.
I don't think he's fit for office. I don't think he has the competence to carry out the job.
The president has a history of hiring top officials and then, when they speak out against him, calling them liars and disparaging them as dumb as a rock, overrated, or sloppy. CBS News asked the president about his vetting process.
Why do you keep hiring people that you believe are wackos and liars?
The president did not answer that question. We're also hearing from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He has responded to Bolton's book, which is, of course, titled The Room Where It Happened. Pompeo titled his response, I was in the room, too. And he denounces Bolton for spreading lies and says he is a traitor who has damaged his country.
Ooh. Smack. Yeah, I think this is, and this is kind of typical of John Bolton. He's trying to jimmy the situation, and a whole bunch of stuff that he's done. You remember the UN thing, which is why Bush had to flag him, is he was trying to jimmy and do his own thing out there and kind of sidebar Bush, and Bush had to basically reel him back in, and it didn't. What he tried to do wasn't turning out well at all. I think that's where his problem is. So. Poor John. He couldn't help it. Now let's do Lindsey Graham. And we're going to do this kind of backwards. We're going to pick it up at cut four, I believe, on the Bolton book.
Let's talk about another issue that he was tweeting about today, which is one of his former advisors, John Bolton. This is what Politico says today. The headline is, everybody in Washington hates John Bolton. He says, Republicans say he's a disgruntled sensationalist who's merely trying to make money off his book. And Democrats, once buoyed by Bolton's turn against Trump, now say he's, quote, unpatriotic for documenting his claims in a book rather than testifying before Congress during Trump's impeachment inquiry. I mean, that's where they wanted to hear from him. This is a pretty scorched earth book. Who will former Ambassador Bolton's friends be when the dust settles here?
Well, John Bolton's done something most people can't do, is unite the Republican and Democratic Party. The Democrats say to John Bolton, if you think treason was being committed and the president was engaged in obstruction of justice on a regular basis, why didn't you do something other than write a book? Republicans like me say, John, I've known you for 20 years, I generally agree with you. Why did you do this? Why did you break the bond of the National Security Advisor in chief? And your criticism doesn't register with me, because look at what President Trump has done. He's not going to be judged by what Bolton said about President Trump. President Trump will be judged about what he's done on foreign policy. If you want a strong military, we got one. If you wanted to destroy the caliphate, we have. He has done a lot of good things. He's done more to take on China than any president in my lifetime. And Bolton was offended by the idea that Trump was upset with NATO. Well, President Trump has got NATO to pay $400 billion more for the common security of the alliance than any president in my lifetime. So when you come to Israel, John Bolton's a big fan of Israel. Name one president in modern history that's done more for Israel than Donald J. Trump. So I think the book won't mean anything for the election. I think it's going to damage what's left of John Bolton's reputation. And at the end of the day, it's going to hurt Bolton more than it hurts Trump. And it's sad, because I did like John. I respected his intellect, but he went out on a very sour note.
John Bolton's supposed to be the one that how upset NATO was at Trump and how it was falling apart. You remember Joe Scarborough and everybody was having it, the doom of NATO, and Germany's talking about doing their own defense alliance out there, which obviously none of that happened. This I hate to say this, but this guy is a bad guy, and he's too self-serving. So with that, let me finish out with Lindsey Graham. Will the book be blocked? It's very short.
As a lawyer herself, there is a hearing tomorrow as the administration, the DOJ, tries to get this thing blocked. It's already been published, but it's as far as being distributed and put out. Any chance you think that a federal judge would put the brakes on this book at this point?
Maybe if he didn't go through the vetting process, but it's about the process. Who gives a damn about the book? But I think the administration is trying to stand up for the concept. You can't work for administration, use classified information to write a book. I think that's the concept they're standing up for. But the book is not going to matter in the election, and the biggest loser of all is John Bolton.
The biggest loser is John Bolton. That a boy, Lindsay. Gonna be back right after this. Freedom.
Dan Morris Show. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's what they say when we're together. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi is moving statues around of Confederates. Statues and portraits of former speakers who are part of the Confederacy. She didn't like us very much. So Chad Pilgrim is going to do this report. This was earlier this morning, or mid-morning.
More fallout from the nationwide protests now on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ordering the removal from the Capitol building of four portraits of her predecessors who served in the Confederacy. The speaker saying they do not belong there anymore.
Where there's no room in the hallowed halls of this democracy, this temple of democracy, to memorialize people who embody violent bigotry and grotesque racism of the Confederacy. You have to see the remarks that they had made, how oblivious they were to what our founders had in mind in our country.
Our congressional correspondent, Chad Pilgrim, has more details.
Well, Pelosi wants to remove 11 statues around the Capitol. These are homages to Confederate figures. She cannot do that unilaterally, but she opted to remove the portrait. She can do that. Four speakers of the House associated with the Confederacy. Listen to House Speaker from yesterday.
I know about this until we were taking inventory of the statues, and the curator told us that there were four paintings of speakers in the Capitol of the United States, four speakers who had served in the Confederacy.
I wonder if there are any portraits of Harry Byrd hanging around. because he was a grand wizard of the KKK. And I've seen what she's talking about. Down when you go down the hall to where the speaker's office is, the hallway is lined up with portraits of former speakers that are there now. I don't know how many former speakers there are, but it didn't. They had to be everywhere, other places other than that hall, because there had to be more than that was there, because it's not like a long hall. But this hallowed ground, this here, where members of Congress have shot each other and have gotten into duels and sword fights.
So these were speakers of the House of the United States, and then they later joined the Confederacy.
Right.
Okay. It never seemed clear. I'm like, they keep saying Confederate speakers of the House. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she doesn't have the terminology down very well. It, of course, that's Nancy for you. Now, you're going to hear this next piece. Nancy's dad, when he was mayor of Baltimore, which, by the way, was a very segregated city during the time of that time, very segregated. Let's listen into that.
Pelosi wanted the portraits removed before Juneteenth. Today, Pelosi said that Robert Hutter, who was speaker from 1839 to 1841, served in the Confederate Congress, the Confederate Senate, and was Confederate Secretary of State. The other portraits are of Hal Cobb, James Orr, and Charles Crisp. Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker tried to push the Senate yesterday to remove Confederate statues in the Capitol. Senate Rules Committee Chairman Roy Blunt says it's up to the states to decide which statues they send to Capitol Hill.
The Congress has been very prescriptive in how this happened. State would have to pass legislation. The governor would have to sign it to put a statue in the building. The Congress would only determine if the statue met the requirements that the other statues had been held to.
And here's an interesting footnote. Pelosi's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., he was the mayor of Baltimore, and he oversaw the dedication of statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson in Baltimore in 1948. In fact, during a speech dedicating those statues, he said, quote, "The nation should be inspired by them." And those statues were removed in 2017. Now, something else, Cory Booker talking to Roy Blunt yesterday, they indicated that they're going to continue to have this conversation about statues at the Capitol, and there could even be a hearing about this in the near future.
So, in Maryland during the 1940s, after the war, was kind of a unique place. It was very separate. I won't use segregated, but very separate. In there, you had the Italian community, you had the Black community, you had the Anglo-WASP community. But very compartmentalized.
Sure.
And actually to the 80s it still was. I mean, I remember going to Little Italy in Baltimore and having dinner there with my good friend who was the mayor's chief of staff, that we became good friends, Republican and Democrat, joining together. So I'm not sure where Nancy's going with this thing. And I'm not sure what the end game is going to be of how she kind of gets out of this, because it didn't look very good. But Tulsa event's going to be tomorrow.
Yes.
And Paula Reed's going to weigh in on this. And this was the first part of Paula Reed's story, was the Tulsa event. And these people are going crazy.
The arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where President Trump will hold a rally tomorrow. That arena is demanding his campaign provide a plan to ensure that attendees will be safe from the coronavirus. As Paula Reed reports, the rally will celebrate recovery from a pandemic that is actually hitting harder than ever in that state.
We're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's a crowd like I guess nobody's seen before.
Sitting alongside Oklahoma's governor at the White House Thursday, President Trump promoted his upcoming rally.
One of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID. You've handled it incredibly well.
But the city's health department executive director has recommended postponing the event.
Let me be clear. Anyone planning to attend a large-scale gathering will face an increased risk of becoming infected with COVID-19.
The Trump campaign will be handing out masks, but they will be optional. Temperatures will be checked upon arrival, and hand sanitizing stations will be offered around the building. But the event does not include any social distancing measures. Senior Trump campaign official Mark Lauder has advised those at high risk not to come. The Trump campaign recognizes the risk, as it is requiring anyone who requests tickets to sign a waiver agreeing not to sue if they get COVID-19.
Don't sue. Two things. One, I'll go back to in the Nancy Pelosi part, but you know, CHOP in Seattle, you know what they're doing today for Juneteenth? All the whites are going to leave CHOP, and then all the blacks are either going to stay or they want blacks to come in, but the whites are going to be on the outside of CHOP in Seattle to show what their rightful, their place should be. So outside the boundaries.
Kind of reminds me of segregated Baltimore.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that's one of those token acts that you really get into here. I just don't get these people. I really don't, of how they are kind of playing this. But they're, this Tulsa event, they're just beside themselves. We're going to hear the governor in a little bit talking about, the governor of Oklahoma, talking about the visit, and he's kind of, and the health department guy isn't a state health, he's a city health, which there's a big difference between a state health guy and a city health guy. I think you can get a city health guy to say whatever you want to say. Say this for me. Say, I'm a dog. It will happen every single time. But it just doesn't, so they're just going crazy on this thing. And then this, oh, by the way, in Portland, statue of George Washington, you remember the founder of founding father, first president of the United States? They took an American flag, wrapped the flag around the statue, burned the flag, and pulled the statue down. This is the first president of the United States, the one that's on the, you know, burn your $1 bills for me. And that's the way you feel about it, that, those nasty ones that are there. This is so out of hand. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
And how, you know, are we changing the name Lee County to Bozo County?
No, at a certain point, and there is a massive movement of people that say the aspirations of the United States, that's just, you know, happy talk. The United States has always been this corrupt, racist, patriarchal, blah, 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 and we need to fundamentally transform it. And
in other words, be the way we want you to be instead of the way you are.
Yep. Modern-day Jacobins.
Unbelievable. We're going to go to the top of our break. Dan Marsh Show, we'll be back right after this.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now, it doesn't seem